You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 519, the Reflecto Saga, part 4? Call back yesterday. Welcome to episode 519 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters, and I am right. It was... what's that? There's further music coming on. Man, that was frightening. All right. Yeah, it's a song called Lemon Wedge by Kim Mitchell. There you have it. All
right. And this podcast brought to you by...
Indeed. I don't think you can afford our rates. All right.
I don't know. Free's pretty cheap.
Well, this is true. Anyway, I am a technical difficulties lad, clearly.
Clearly.
But I did get part 4 correct, so that's all that matters. It's all that matters. Over to you, sir.
Hi, everybody. I'm Darren Owell, and tonight I am slurping on a big one, boy. Because
hey, now. Hey, whoa,
whoa. Hello. Hey, get your minds out of the gutter. I've got a large adult cocktail next to me, and I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
What is it, Darren?
It's vodka tonic.
Nice.
Yes, on ice. Very good. Very good. Yes. After the week I've had, I needed a little,
You know.
Over to you, sir.
A little Kathoom juice.
A little Kathoom juice, yes.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Travis Ellisor, and I am Legion in the 31st Century Season 2 lad.
Nice.
Because I finally got around to watching all of it.
Woohoo!
I'd seen the first season a long time ago, enjoyed it. Season 2, I'd seen like one episode and never really watched it. And I finally did, and, well, I didn't like it as much as Season 1. I don't know why Imperiex was supposed to be the big bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got Mordru, you got Time Trapper, there's so many Legion villains, and we get Imperiex.
Because he was part of that big Superman crossover that
was
happened a few years ahead of the production of that.
It was a long time. It was like there was like 10 years difference in that, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's he wasn't big at the time.
You know, Superman X was also Mon-El, so let's not go there.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
Well, the reason they brought in Superman X was they wanted to have somebody who was new to the Legion, but they also didn't want to lose Superboy/Superman, who was by this point not really Superboy anymore. And they thought that by bringing someone from the future rather than someone from the past, it would at least open up a few more storylines. And they also added Chameleon Boy as a new regular.
Yeah, and I like the concept of bringing someone from the future. I mean, that's okay, that's cool, but yeah, just having him be a weird, somehow partial clone of Superman was
Mm-hmm. It wasn't. It was his brother.
Yeah. But they did have an episode that brought in Karate Kid. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of neutered the other Legion villains, you know, like the Fatal Five just weren't mentioned anymore. Valdis was just a servant for Imperiex, and it was just... I don't know. I didn't agree with a lot of the choices. There were some good episodes, but I didn't agree with a lot of the choices. I did like the end where they had Brainiac become more of his comics version.
Yeah.
And there was a season 3 planned, but that was the year that Kids WB kind of fell apart.
Kind of fizzled,
yeah.
Well, they were... the CW was outsourcing all of their Saturday morning programming to another company who didn't want to use any of the existing properties. So it wasn't canceled like due to ratings or anything, It was canceled because the new company wanted to clean house and do their own thing.
Which became so successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so season one has been available on DVD, but they never released season two, although you can get it streaming on Amazon and iTunes and probably the new DC Universe subscription service.
Yeah, I bought it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Or no, Amazon, my bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, over to you, Michael.
Right. I am Michael Grabois, and I am International Talk Like a Pirate Day lad.
I'm here for your booty.
Which we missed a couple of days ago, having just met and seen the last of Space Pirate Captain Frake.
Yes.
Can you, and this is an impromptu stump the subs.
Oh, my. Oh, Jesus. I'm drinking, Michael.
Can you guys think of two other space pirates that the Legion has interacted with?
Was it Dynamo Boy? Boy Dynamo? Was he a pirate? I feel like he was a pirate.
He was Vorm of New Tortuga.
Oh, yes.
Tortuga. Was he really?
That's hilarious.
And he was, he had that hidden belt device, which nobody saw, and he joined the Legion, and then basically got everybody kicked out, and then invited the adult Saturn Queen, Lightning Lord, and Cosmic King
to
join, and then they kicked him out and sent him off to the far future, and we've never seen him since.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Yes, and there were those who thought that Vorm might have been the Time Trapper, because the Time Trapper was also at the end of time.
Yeah, but then who hasn't been the Time Trapper by this point?
That's right.
That's true. That's true.
All right,
that's
so fair. Who is...
Roxas.
And Roxas is the other one, and I don't have to tell you much about him.
Nope. But are we counting, like... the organ bootleggers that were constantly happening in the Levitt's run. are they pirates? Are they what are they?
Well, they were called organs for
doing that.
They were called organ leggers.
Did that organ leggers? That's organ not the same leggers. As a pirate.
No, and okay. So the only ones that I know of, and I'm sure there are more. The only ones who call themselves space pirates were Captain Frake, Roxas, and Command Kid. Dynamo Boy, I mean.
Space Pirates!
Very nice.
So there you go.
I like the ice pirates, but, you know, without the comedy.
I don't know. All right, sir.
And
all righty. I am Murray Fox, and I am Clean Kitchen Kid this week.
Victory.
Because now that we've sent the kid away, the house is like 1,000,000% cleaner.
That's because you turned yourself upside down and used your head as the mop.
But I could have done that when the kid was here.
Yes, but then you wouldn't have had this to hold over her head.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
There is that.
Anyway, yes, I'm living in the lap of cleanliness. It's nice. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
How much are they charging for that?
Oh, my. All right. So, shall we get into... there's a scant bit of Legion news.
Very scant.
The only thing that I found is the Supergirl Season 3 DVD box set, or whatever you're calling it when you buy the whole season on streaming, came out last week. And among the specials in there were a short video explaining the Legion, and with a number of video clips. So hopefully the fact that they're promoting it means that we're going to see more of the Legion this upcoming season, besides just Brainiac 5 and who knows how Dreamer and or Excess might fit into things.
Yes.
That's fair.
That's right. And there was a small sort of tangential connection in Mr. Miracle this week, was there not?
Yeah, let me take that one. If you're currently reading Mr. Miracle and you haven't read number 11 yet, turn off your speakers for the next 60 seconds. And here we are. Pig Barda. Big Barda uses the Miracle Machine for a couple of pages. She says that she and Scott picked it up in one of the crises, and no other details are revealed. And Barda uses it as a gun against Darkseid.
Badass. Cool. All right. Spoilering over, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, just because people need to know when the spoilering ends. But if they're not listening at that point, they're going to be like, but did it end yet? But then they've turned their thing on after the 60 seconds, and they're like, yeah, no, we're good. We're good.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here. And we don't know what you said about the thing that I haven't read yet.
Yes.
And that stuff. And
all that jazz.
All that jazz, yes, in chess hands. Oh, wait, they don't work in this medium. All right.
No, they really don't.
All right, so we're continuing on with the Reflecto saga.
And
we're gonna get into Legion of Superheroes. I was about to say Superboy in the Legion of Superheroes because his name is up on the cover.
I know. There's like 8 million logos on this cover.
There really are. There really are. Lots of different fonts. Hey, we can see the film Superman 2, by the way.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So, is that the one with Richard Pryor?
No. Two is the Phantom Zone.
I know. I'm being silly.
And Robert Vaughn. Everyone forgets
this,
that Robert Vaughn was in
that. This is where Superman has sex with Lois.
Man of Steel, Woman of Kleenex.
Kids. Not read that essay, go look it up on the internet and come back to the podcast.
Seriously, it's fun and worth reading.
Yeah, and this is Superman 2 Electric Boogaloo, right?
Yes. Of course, yes. And or Phantom Zone Boogaloo, I guess.
The one they did with Disco, because Disco was completely out now, so that's when the movies would have caught up with that trend. So
exactly. All right, so
it was like the break-in had ended, so...
So yes, issue 280, and basically at this point, and this is from Todd Klein's blog. He does a logo study of the Legion of Superheroes, looking at all of the various logos, or at least the cover logos, and he said that basically in October of 1981, DC wanted a new logo to celebrate the return of Superboy to the book. And he said, and probably also to replace my previous version, which, because of the backward slant of the letters, didn't go well with cover lettering above it. So he decided to design this logo around the large L, which was, of course, the Legion symbol at the time. And you see it even in the background on the cover, on the flag, and on the headquarters. And it is, of course, one with which we are familiar because it still shows up on flight rings. A bit different, but still there. So he designed it around the L, and he said that since the L had serifs, for real lettering geeks, he also gave the S and the H serifs, but kept the rest of the letters sans serif in a square style with some rounded corners, not too different from the previous one. He said, it's a very long name, and I was happy with the way I got everything tucked in together, although I never liked having the... in the L, so that's, you'll see at the top of the L, there's the in the on the serif, basically. He said, behind the letters is very deep telescoped drop shadow receding to a single perspective point below. I went the full telescoping route, drawing in all the connecting lines from all the corners. The result is too busy, but if colored well, it was less obvious. And he points out, wasn't colored well on that first cover.
By the way.
And he points out that logo lasted for a few years. And then I guess the next one would have been the Volume 3 logo. But that's
I mean, it got Tales of added, and then of course the Baxter one.
Yeah, exactly. And then
except for that one issue in Great Darkness where it became
right.
And actually, yeah. He mentions that in here. He said, when artist Keith Giffen was drawing the book, he created this giant embattled logo for issue 293. And this is the one with the, you know, during Great Darkness with everybody, you know, kind of trying to hold it up as Wildfire was. I thought at the time it was kind of interesting that you know, Superboy and Ultra Boy are trying to hold it up and Wildfire is blasting it, but he was actually blasting one of the Darkness beings off to the side. So a trick of perspective, as it were. Anyway, so that's kind of one of the changes there. I guess I haven't done one of these yet in the Saga. So I think I want to do this one. Because then it leaves it open for Michael to do the Ditko issue next month. Next week.
I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh.
That's convenient.
Or actually, let me rephrase that. I'm not going to be here whichever week that you want me to do the
Ditko issue. Fair, sir. That is absolutely
fair. But it's the last Ditko issue, like the last one.
I did Lord Rondor. That's enough.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. So this one, we basically end right where we left off last issue. Everyone is marveling over the fact that it's been revealed that it is Superboy under the costume.
Aren't you going to talk about the rest of the cover?
Oh, I should. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's Superboy, and then there's a bunch of Legionnaires. So we've got in the time bubble, we have Karate Kid, Phantom Girl, Lightning Lad, Saturn Girl, and Dawn Star, as well as Block in the background for reasons that will be revealed later. Back there we have, and this is a test of my eyes, we have Shrinking Violet, Princess Projectra, Element Lad, Timberwolf, Sunboy, Starboy, Duo Damsel, Bouncing Boy, Karate Kid, Wildfire, Dream Girl, and sort of up behind her, Colossal Boy, Chameleon Boy, Mon-El, Shadow Lass, Brainiac 5, and Light Lass.
And isn't that the thing that became their kind of logo for the Legion Outpost letter column for a while? That little bit of art.
Probably
there's in front.
Yeah, it might be. You're right.
Yeah.
I
thought so.
And this issue is on sale July 23rd, 1981.
And again, a striking cover of by Mr. Jorge Perez. This issue includes a double page bonus pinup, and we have Superboy sort of careening around and flying to the center of the cover to regain his rightful place as a Legionnaire. That's right, Superboy, the Adventures of Superman when he was a boy.
Glug 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 glug.
It used to be his book, after all.
Yeah.
He got kicked out.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm back, bitches. I'm going to take over. All right, so we get into the first page, and as I said, it ends where the last one left off, with everybody shocked. Shocked that Rimbor's final blast revealed the true identity of Reflecto. He wasn't Ultra Boy at all, but Superboy. Now, I'm looking at, it's an asterisk. Okay, for a second I was like, did they sneak in a trademark symbol? But no, it's the asterisk, as startlingly revealed at the end of last issue. And he may be dying. Well, we don't really know that.
They said may.
Yeah. Yeah, but we all may be dying, Darren.
Well, you know, day by day, sir, day by day.
Indeed.
For more of my happy juice now.
So Phantom Girl, who is cradling Superboy, says, but that must mean Ultra Boy is already dead.
These two things don't have causation.
it is a logic problem here. Mon-El, they hear him groan. He says, do you hear that groan, everybody? Superboy's still alive. Stand back. Give him air. And even though he doesn't need to breathe.
Thank you.
Yeah. You heard Mon-El, Bryn. Give him room to breathe.
What?
Like,
it's like the vampire problem.
He's not even the closest one.
I know, right?
And you, Grimbor, you brought all this about with your insane plan for revenge on the Legion. What do you know about Reflecto's being Superboy all along? I knew nothing about it. I, too, thought he was really Ultra Boy. But I'll only rejoice the more if Jonah is already dead, as you suspect, and Superboy joins him in death. And he says, I rejoice. Do you hear me? And he gets a snowball thrown in his face, which Element Lad then changes into gold, which I thought it was a pretty good Element Lad move. And if we weren't sure of it, Cosmic Boy will clear it up for us. He said, loud and clear, Chainsman, chunk, but if you can't tell us how and why Superboy returned to the 30th century, then this is one of those times when silence is golden. And Cosmic Boy says, especially once you've turned that snowball to gold. Hey, Element Lad? And he's like, yeah, I know. I just did it.
I did that for you, yeah.
Yeah, that was me doing that. But thanks for letting me know.
It ruins the joke when you have to explain it, Cosmic.
Exactly. Dude, yeah, we're all on board. Karate Kid blessedly doesn't say Fanti. He says, Phantom Girl, Tinya, and she says, don't say it, Val. I know. If Reflecto wasn't Joe, then my last hope is gone. I thought I'd found him again, but now I know I'll never see him again.
And no! And
we hear a weakened voice, What are you talking about, Tinya? I'm here, girl. I'm right here. And he's getting up. He's going to be okay. Okay, maybe.
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah. I got better. Take a drink.
I'm not dead yet.
All right. Maybe so. But he's delirious, out of his head. Easy, fella. Take it slow. You'll be all right in a minute. But if Reflecto was Superboy all along, how come Grimbor's ray cannon knocked him for a loop? Element Lad says, I think I can answer that, Timberwolf. And then, just in case, Cosmic Boy will clear it all up. that ray blast must have been laced with kryptonite radiation, just in case Superboy showed up. That's weak.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The kryptonite wouldn't hurt us, Element Lad continues, but then it wasn't meant to. He had plenty of other traps for us, a different snare designed especially for each Legionnaire. He made the mistake, though, of deciding at the last second that Reflecto was really Jonah in disguise, and that finished him. Because Ultra Boy could only use one superpower at a time. Did you guys know that?
Don't we have to take a drink when somebody says that?
Only Dream Girl.
I think it's still exposition explaining someone's superpowers. I think it counts.
You think it counts?
Oh, yeah.
I already drank.
I had a dream about this moment, and it came true.
See, there, you made it about her. Excellent. See? Yeah, well done.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome. I don't want to get in the way of your sober problem.
He says, he took everything Grimbor could dish out and gave it back in spades. Hold it, Jan. Reflecto, or whoever, is collapsing. I don't know. Tinya and Lightning Lad managed to pick him up again. And only question is, who do we have? This is the real Superboy. I'm sure of it. His Reflecto face was only a mask. I could see Superboy having amnesia, but why did he think he was Ultra Boy? Tell me again, friend, who are you? My head clearing now. Don't know how I got here. But glad to be captain of the Enterprise.
Enterprise, yeah. That's right.
He says, but I'm glad to be among fellow Legionnaires again. I'm Jonah Rimbor, of course, a.k.a. Ultra Boy.
What?
And so Phantom Girl loses her shit. He's like, no. Well, and she starts whacking at him, says, how can you even say such a thing? I love Joe, and you're not him. And she starts beating him up and she says, I love Joe, and you're not him. You're not. And he says, huh, Tinya, why? And Saturn Girl stops and says, stop, Phantom Girl. You'll break your fist pummeling Superboy like that. Then make him stop saying that. She says, listen, Tinya, I've probed his mind these past few seconds, and I'm getting a very confused reading.
Hey, now.
His conscious thoughts are all Ultra Boys, yet underneath, his mind, like his body, is really Super Boys. But how? Imra, darling, could this have anything to do with what you told me about when we fought those space pirates? Space pirates,
space!
In the midst of battle, you said you suddenly received mental emanations you thought were Joe's. Of course, seconds later, you said you might have been mistaken. Saturn girl, you didn't. You couldn't have. But you did. I can see it in your eyes. You knew Joe might still be alive somewhere, somehow, yet you never told me. Please understand, Tinya. Yes, I did think I sensed Ultra Boy's presence on New Tartage. but only for a fleeting moment before it suddenly ceased. You mean... Frankly, I don't know what I mean. Everyone's like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I put it all down to a case of momentary battle fatigue. Until now, I mean, part of it's just that we changed writers partway through this storyline, so who the hell knows? I couldn't bring myself to mention it to you to risk getting your hopes up. Don't you see? She says, yes, I guess I do. I'm sorry, Imra. It's just that no need to say anything, Tinya. Together, we'll get to the bottom of this. I swear that we will. Mon-El says, and we'll start by finding out if this is really Superboy or just the cleverest carbon copy possible. Wow. Carbon copy.
Is that because they put him in the carbonite?
Maybe. I think it's just Mon-El with his 20th century showing.
Hello.
Hello.
Cover that, please.
who you think you are, Batman? We had to work it in at some point.
Batwang.
He says, after all, Saturn Girl just admitted she can be mistaken. How about demonstrating your powers, whoever you are? This is like I said.
Powers again? Take a drink, kids.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
She's a telekinetic, remember?
Yes.
Only on TV.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she plays. She's not a telekinetic. She just plays one on TV.
Plays one on TV. Yeah.
He says, like I said, I'm Ultra Boy, even if I'm not wearing my costume or my flight ring. But I don't give free home demonstrations, not even for the Legion.
Oh, holla.
Right? This goes back to the here's my logo, bitches.
It's the green tea. No one knows what it means.
The space dragon.
Yeah.
I know, but it looks like a tea with bits cut out of it.
The green tea.
The green tea.
Which is what he'll eventually turn into. if my word's not good enough for you, and Mon-El says, well, actually, it isn't. And he kapows him.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah. Throws him through a wall, which conveniently disintegrates the Reflecto costume, which, yes, the cape was under it. It must have bunched a bit at the back.
Diaper lad.
Exactly. He says, now that made me mad. And Mon-El says, oh, care to make something of it, pal? And he says, you bet I do, namely this. And they boom into each other. And he says, if you need any more. And he says, hold it, Legionnaire. Don't you get it? Huh? Get what? I don't. He says, Ultra Boy couldn't have knocked me for a loss like that, especially when he wasn't wearing his flight ring. And Wildfire's like, hey, you know, he's right. Joe could only use one power at a time. Did you guys know that?
Oh, take another drink, kids. Jesus. We're going to get so drunk tonight.
Oh, my. But you used your strength while you were flying under your own steam. And he says, why, you're right. Wildfire, but then why do I think I'm Ultra Boy? And what would Superboy be doing back in the 30th century anyway? It's interesting that, see, because he knows that part. And she says, you've got us there, Kal-El, at least for the moment. I myself planted a powerful telepathic hypnotic suggestion into your mind last time we met, ordering you never to return to our time for your own sake. And he says, I know that, Saturn Girl, because Ultra Boy knows it. And there's like one thing that he knows, and that's it. So, I mean,
wow.
He can only know one thing at a time.
Exactly. It makes so much sense. So
there goes the phone notification.
So where do we go from here? Only one place to go. All of you. Back to Metropolis to convene an emergency session of the whole Legion roster. After we drop Brother Grimbor. What? After we drop Brother Grimbor here off with the science police, that is Brother Grimbor?
Oh, praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition. Yeah.
We're with you, Lightning Lad, says Colossal Boy. He says, haven't had time even to worry about her, but I hope Mom's okay. Seeing the planet almost strangled by Grimbor's space chains made me realize how petty it is to waste time arguing with a parent, especially one who's already got her hands full as president of Earth.
And the more you know.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, indeed. Thank you, Exposition Lad. Thus, seconds later, more than a dozen costume forms already in the great majority of the Legion membership streak skyward. Behind them, they leave Grimbor's Ice Citadel in ruins, its stolen power crystals drained of potency lest some future foe attempt to make use of them. But as they race back towards civilization, a civilization which came within a micromillimeter of total destruction, I note that they're using metric in the future. They are not unobserved. And we see a purple-clad hand. Maybe it's Mordru. There's no green cuff. Never mind. And I don't see a jet ski in the background. So Legionnaires, that you and your world did not fall victim to Grimbor's mad plan. For if you had, I would have been denied the supreme pressure of crushing you both. But for now, the hero is neither hear nor heed. So they fly back to Earth, and there's like a, you know, everyone out in the streets, like, yeah, long live the Legion. They're all happy about the Legion making this happen. And there are a few brief reunions to be held, too, both of lovers. And you see Projectra and Karate Kid reunited. You did it, Val. You smashed the space chain just in time. But your illusions made Tinya look like Grimbor's dead girlfriend, or I wouldn't have known where to strike. See last issue for details, though what other details we need at that stage, I don't know. And of others. And Jim, he says, gosh, I wonder where Jim. And Mom, I mean, President Allen, I'm glad you're... You were right the first time, Jim. It's Mom.
Aww. Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, and so what's burning you, Wildfire? He says, a flame about this high. He says... All this mush stuff, Shrinking Violet, when we got urgent business to attend to. I know you'll say it's just because I'm a massive anti-energy held together by my outfit. Wow. On the contrary, Drake Burrows, says Block, I see too clearly it's your envy of their relief and happiness which drives you to utter rash remarks. Huh? You know, Block, you might just be right. You may be a teenage rock being, but you sure don't have a heart of stone.
Oh, that's so many rock songs put together.
Exactly.
It's a little bit of Cher. It's a little bit of Ramones.
Don't you bring Cher into this. I will. No.
Heart of Stone. That's totally one of her songs.
It's totally one of her songs, but it was during a really bad period. We'll talk about it.
All right. No! What are you talking about? That's like a great album.
Oh.
Which one is that?
It's the one with Turn Back Time on it.
Oh, Darren.
Yeah, where she's humping a... I want to say freight elevator. That's not the right word. I've clearly had a lot of vodka.
A missile?
Yes.
That was the one where she's on the battleship, right?
On the battleship.
Yeah, the battleship. And she sank it. Boy, howdy, did she. So, oh, God love Cher. Oh, she will outlive us all.
Indeed. All right. Now that we're in the meeting room, and half the people are sitting, and the others are like, "We'll just stand behind you guys so that we're all in one shot." And he
like
says,
"You do."
Yeah. And Lightning Lad says, "Now that I've finished recounting what happened in the Arctic." I'm surprised they didn't let us hear all that again. I want to personally thank those of you who rushed here for this special meeting. Perhaps coming even from the bedside of a loved one who might have been hurt by the crushing effects of Grimbor's space chains. I know the last time we met, I talked about resigning as Legion leader, and that's still my intention. But I'm tabling my resignation if there's no objection until this current mystery is solved. And Wildfire is like, yeesh. That's what Lightning Lad said last crisis we had. At this rate, Imra, we'll be stuck with your high-voltage hubby till Polaris freezes over. And she says, if he quit, who would you have to needle, Wildfire? And he says, I heard that little exchange, you two, and we're going to come back to that for a second, because Chameleon Boy also thinks to himself, I'm just glad that RJ Brand, I still can't get used to calling him father, is okay. Because, of course, he learned...
Oh, they found Chameleon Boy.
Yeah, that's where he was. He was hanging out with his dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Aww.
Maybe Brainiac adorable. 5.
Yeah, exactly. So Lightning Lad says, I heard that little exchange, you two. And if the esteemed Mr. Burrows would like to take over again, who, me? It's like the lady said, Garth, somebody's got to be the gadfly, right? Because he's like, yeah, well, last time I was leader, you know, headquarters,
things
rubble.
Things went badly, yeah.
But what about this Superboy, Ultra Boy thing? I can see Superboy thinking he's a guy named Reflecto, I guess. But how could he think he's Ultra Boy when, as far as we know, Jonah was killed by Pulsar Stargrave? And he says, I love that they keep calling him by his full name. That's got to be what we're... That's what we're here to find out. I don't know quite how, but I've got a feeling something bigger is at stake than just one man's life or identity. And the person with the best shot at finding out what is at stake is my own wife, Imra.
Is the cowboy. No.
Wait a second. I just hope I can justify your faith, Garth. Kind of formal talk, isn't it, says Superboy. While I'm sitting here looking like Superboy and feeling like Ultra Boy, whom you keep telling me is dead. Please, Superboy. Or Joe, if that's who you think you are. Ooh. For now, says Sunboy. Let Saturn Girl continue.
Snap.
Mon-El says, yes, after all, she's the only one of us who really knows what's going on in your mind. And she says, but it wasn't that aspect of telepathic powers I want to talk about now, Mon-El. As you all know, months ago, I secretly conditioned Superboy by means of what I now call a hypnopathic command, never to return to us in the 30th century. And Ayla's right there for her sister-in-law, says, it was a necessary command, Imra, one motivated only by kindness. Yes, it seemed best like last at the time. For years, during Superboy's trips to our century, we Legionnaires always made certain he never learned anything the memory of which would torment him when he returned to the 1900s. But the vicious psycho warrior changed all of that. Issue 259 again. When he heartlessly showed Superboy an illusion of his adoptive human parents, he even made those images tell him how they died.
A tornado.
Yeah. Ooh. But of course, that's just what Psycho Warrior wanted Superboy to do. And he did. To avoid putting Superboy through the suffering he'd feel every time he visited us, we sent him home, not knowing I'd fixed it so he'd never return to our century. We had to protect him from his own nobility. But I can't find any trace in his mind about why he assumed the identity he called Reflecto, or how Jonah's memories came to be superimposed over the mind of Superboy. Assuming that's what happened, Imra, maybe I can clear this up right here and now, says Phantom Girl. Joe, if you're really Joe, you know no one else could answer this question. Where did we go last time we took a weekend absence from the Legion? Why, to the Satyric Cave Inn on Sirius 3, of course. You're right, but I'm surprised you'd bring that up here. But how could that mean you're really... And Dawnstar says, that's still not proof, Tinya. Right, Dawnstar, says Lightning Lad. There's not much anybody could hide from Superboy if he wanted to find it out. And Superboy says, if the lady wants more details... Just simmer down, Kal-El. Simmer down. A lover's quarrel between you two won't solve anything. Then what will? I'm appointing five of us to go back with you to the 20th century to find out the truth. Karate Kid, Dawnstar, Saturn Girl, and Block. And so he does, and he says it'll be kind of nice to visit the 1900s again. This is Karate Kid saying that. Block says, may I ask why I was chosen, Lightning Lad? And he says, you and Dawnstar have never been to the 20th century, and huh? And Phantom Girl comes rolling through the wall there and says, I don't care if you are Legion Leader Garth Ranz, you're not going back there without me. Actually, Phantom Girl, I never figured we would, but it had to be your decision, not mine. You may make a better head honcho than you think. She's got a point there now, you know, says Saturn Girl. And he says, no comment. Everybody, nice and cozy inside our little time bubble? Check. Good. Then next stop, 20th cent, and they're gone. No soap bubble ever vanished so quickly or so completely. And even as it does, we see a bat shadow. Wait. Oh, don't see the bat wiener yet.
You don't see the bat wing?
Yeah, just no bat wing yet. A dark shadow falls across Legion Plaza just outside.
Must have gotten a hold of one of those censored panels.
Yeah, there you go. A shadow familiar to us, perhaps, but not to the men and women of 2981. Unless they are also students of ancient history, that may be about to be remedied. Yes, that is who you think it is. Check out this issue's at Legion Outpost for details. All right. Meanwhile, if that term has any meaning in a day when time travel is easy, is as easy for some as a trip to the corner market. A credit for your thoughts, Superboy. He says, I'm sure you've been listening to your wife, Lightning Lad? They're not my thoughts. Not if I'm really Superboy instead of Ultra Boy anyway. Don't be a crybaby, Legionnaire, says Dawnstar. Damn. Oh. We'll find the answer soon enough, I'm sure, really, eh? Especially since the time bubble was fixed to zero in on exactly 1 second after Superboy left his own century. Not even your fabulous tracking powers could beat that, Donnie. Yeah, that's harsh. I was just, she's the only Legion Losty to be showing up in this one. Future Legion Losty. All right. Garth says, hold it down, crew. We're about to materialize. And I thought I felt, what in blazes? The bubble's shaking as if it's about to come apart. And Block is going to fall down. And you know if Block falls down, he's going to stay falling on. Cannot stand. Block, watch out. You'll crush Phantom Girl if you fall. Oh, if only she had powers.
Stop it.
Yeah. He can't help it, Karate Kid, but I can, whoever I am, says Superboy. And Block says, thank you, Legionnaire. It would have distressed me to have caused Tinuazo any harm. She says, you wouldn't have, Block. I was all set to pass through the side of the sphere into what, lady? Look outside. There's nothing out there. She would have gone into the basement. Into the basement with the pink fuzz. That's where she would have gone.
Paul's beginning to rant.
Great stars. If not for the couldn't she have just phased so that he phased through her? Come on.
And she's done that before, but I think in the future. So he's definitely phasable, if that's a phrase.
It is now.
It is now. Yes, you just coined it. All right. Trademark Darren. All right, great stars. If not for the infrachromium the time bubble's made of, we'd all be blinded. Whatever it is, it's more than just a light. It's sheer force. It's tossing us around like some kind of solar typhoon. And double page pin up, Joe Staten and Bob Smith. Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, at the time, DC was expanding their stories by two pages in order to help justify the increase in price.
Right. And this is yes, because this was a higher priced issue. I remember that.
And so they gave us a two page pinup. And then within the next couple of issues, those two pages were incorporated into the stories. So we had actually two more pages of stories.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, but not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Yes, because this is when they went up to 60 cents. That's right. All right, so. Garth, if I'm really who you think I am, I'm probably invulnerable to whatever's doing this to us. You want me to fly outside and thanks, but no thanks, Legionnaire. I'm regaining control of the sphere, though I still can't see worth a proton. If I can just... There, we're outside of that blinding aura at last. Now let's take a peek at... Good Lord. So much for any doubts that we're back in the 20th century. That mushroom cloud, it can only mean we just materialized inside a nuclear explosion.
Kaboom! Close enough. Take a drink.
Yeah.
Not necessarily inside the explosion. Mm. Kind of a little ways off from it.
Yeah, a little bit, but yeah. Block says, I'm no historian. Yeah, no shit. but weren't all...
He doesn't even know his own history. Please.
He's like, I thought I used to be human, but then it turned out I wasn't. But weren't all atomic explosions in this period set off underground? Never mind that, says Karate Kid. Those men down there. Lightning Lad says, they're too close to the blast. They'll be... No, they won't, Leader Man, says Super Ultra Boy. He says, because this is where I prove I'm really Superboy, even to myself, or I wind up very, very dead.
Super Ultra Boy.
Joe, wait. There's no stopping him now, Tinya. Look at him go. What little you can see of him beside a blur, that is. He's circling the blast area at super speed. What is he trying to do? He's creating a giant-sized funnel block, pulling the atomic blast and all its radiation up, up, and away toward outer space. So I'll see what he did there. And so they land, and well done, buddy. That ought to prove you're Superboy, if anything could. And he says, maybe so, but I still feel like Ultra Boy. Well, it's a good thing our infrachromium protected us, or we'd have been turned into an atomic weenie roast, or an atomic bat weenie roast.
Leave the
That'd be a good name for a rock band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my hardcore punk band name. That's what Joe's mind can't grasp, because he attended high school for a while in Superboy's era. Why wasn't that bomb detonated underground, like Block said? Well, you can ask those soldiers that, guys. Here they come, on the run. I'll fly ahead and talk to the Legionnaires. After all, they might think you and the Time Bubble are an invasion from space, but when they see Superboy, they're sure to hold their ready, aim, fire! Blam, blam, blam. Huh? I can't believe it. They fired it at Superboy. I've always heard the people of this age were savages playing with deadly toys, but this, says Dawnstar. Don't worry about us, Superboy. My body can take a mortar or two without... You won't have to shield us much longer, Block, because Lightning Lad is on the verge of losing his temper. Exact. There, that warning blast won't hurt anyone much, but maybe it'll earn us a little respect. I'll take it from there, Garth. Hello down there. You all know me by sight. Superboy, call off your attack before somebody gets... I'll say this for you, Brad of Steel. You've got your nerve. I didn't order those men to fire, but I don't blame them after the way you endangered us by setting off that atomic bomb above ground. What? I didn't do anything of the sort. Did I? We got it all on film, kid. One split second before you dived underground and scooped up our bomb. We appreciate your undoing most of the damage, but hey, who are all those weirdos behind you?
The weirdos.
Yeah, look, General, I can't explain them in 25 words or less, let alone what I'm supposed to have done. Superhero team from the future.
Mm-hmm.
Much done. Less. Yeah. But can't we just say I haven't been myself lately and let it go at that? Negative, son. I feel funny doing this, but I got no choice. Place them under military arrest, boys. All of them. Your Legion leader, Garth, do we surrender, or... I think his body English is giving you your answer, Superboy. I warn you, Lightning Lad, says Karate Kid. These guys are not noted for their sterling sense of humor. Says, that's their problem. We're not going to be detained, maybe even quarantined, while Ultra Boy's life may hang in the balance. All right, Fancy Pants, we got you covered. What?
Damn it.
Yeah. What in blazes are you? Just complying with your CO's order in my own way, boys. If it's negative he wants, it's negative he gets. Negative electricity, that is.
Wow. Oh, Jesus. Yow.
Needs some work on his catchphrases. I'll distract their primitive firepower. My senses are so acute. My maneuverability so extreme. I can do everything short of fly in between their ancient projectiles. And then a couple of soldiers go running at Phantom Girl. Apparently they were going to both headbutt her from either side. And she says, oh, haven't you two met before? Then you can tell your grandchildren you were introduced by Phantom Girl as they clang their heads together.
Or they can just wait until her ancestor comes back or comes to the 21st century.
Exactly.
Different continuity. This is pretty crazy.
That's right.
Yeah.
There have been like 4 reboots since then. It's not applicable anymore.
hold it, girlie. We don't want to hurt. Yipe. Fat chance, soldier, when I can read your every thought. We got this one, General, I think. And there's like, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys on Block.
Well, that's going to get nowhere fast because it's Block.
So. He says he will be quite pleased to learn that piece of news, my friend. In fact, I think I shall go tell him himself as he shakes them off, brushes them off, in fact, like flies. You're lucky, troops. We're only fighting defensively. If it makes you feel any better, the Russians wouldn't be able to get any farther than us. Lightning Lad says, that's enough, Legionnaires. We won't win any fans this way, and we won't find Joe either. So what's your game plan, Fearless Leader? We head for our original destination using flight rings. Imra, will you bring along the bubble? You're the boss, better half, and so far you're doing fine. Oh, sure. 5 minutes in the 20th century and we're already wanted criminals, or is it spies? That's not your fault, Garth. Next stop, Smallville. There's the Kent's home, people. Maybe we flew in too low to be tracked by radar. And Superboy says, great, but my X-ray vision doesn't detect anyone inside. Shall I... I'll take care of it, Superboy, says Phantom Girl. No sense in your huffing and puffing and blowing the place down. That's not what he meant, Phantom Girl, but go ahead. While ye old Karate Kid camouflages our ever-popular time bubble. So Tinya says, see you in a sec, troops. And Super Ultra Boy thinks, it tears me up the way Tinya's been keeping as far away from me as possible. I can understand her confusion. I share it. But I don't know how much longer I can stand the strain. So she opens the door for them. They all go in. And Lightning Lad says, thanks. Wonder where the Kents are. And Tinya says, that wastebasket may hold our answer. If this single piece of wadded up paper is what I hope it is.
Ew.
And is it?
It's not a Kleenex by his bed, is it?
Oh, my. Read it and weep, leader man. A note from the Kents to Clark telling how a family illness called them out of town while he was at school. Looks like Clark read it, then tossed it away. Terrific. Is that your mother's handwriting, Superboy? How should I know, remember? Lightning Lad says, I'm sure it's genuine, but it sure leaves us in a quandary. We can't even leave the house dressed like this, let alone try to find the real Ultra Boy. And Super Ultra Boy says, or why I fouled up an atomic test, which must have some connection with Superboy's returning to the future. That's right. The general said you did it just a second before we appeared. As for clothes, though, some of us could fit into something of Clark's. Even Ma Kent's, if we get desperate, says Saturn Girl. And Dawnstar says, that won't help blocking me. And Block
it,
says...
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also serve who only stand and wait, Dawnstar. Quietly. And Karate Kid says, don't look now, folks, but I think the Legion of Superheroes is about to make its debut on 20th Century Television in glorious black and white. And here's that film just in of today's top story. Superboy's sabotaging of an important underground nuclear test only a short time ago in the Southwest Desert. Here we see the Boy of Steel scattering soldiers and scientists as he flies toward the underground device. That's you, all right, Superboy. Hush, Donnie. Which instants later, he detonated prematurely above ground, placing the U.S. in violation of its international treaty commitments. Wonderful. Moments afterward, he reappeared, but inside this transparent sphere, which somehow survived the blast, and accompanied by several bizarre-looking intruders. Who's bizarre? General Howell, in charge of the test, speculates they may be foreign agents who have somehow gained control of Superboy. At any rate, an all-points bulletin has been issued for the arrest of Superboy or any of his mysterious accomplices in the interest of national security. But what about my security? The guy I think I am, Jonah, did you guys know that? May be dead right now. And this memory overlay Saturn Girl detected may be all that's left of me, him. Easy, Legionnaire, says Lightning Lad. Look, I've been thinking. We won't find our answer here under these circumstances, so I suggest we return to our own time first. Huh? But the answer must lie here. If Superboy came from here with my memories, oh, we'll come back, and in less time than it takes to tell, probably, but with proper clothes and IDs so that we can move about freely. Reading my mind, too, eh, darling? We'll miss Dawnstar's tracking powers in particular, since I'd hoped to set her on the real Ultra Boy's trail, but we'll get by somehow. The main thing is to get going. It's too bad, really. I was almost looking forward to seeing more of this century's backward culture. Wow, huh. Dawnstar. Mm. Another time,
well, she's not wrong. She's so. Not.
Donnie, so to speak. Okay, gang, here we go. Oh, what now? The time bubble's shaking. Not just shaking. It's about to crack wide open. Quick, everybody, abandon sphere. What went wrong, Lightning Lad? You think I know? Superboy, get rid of that thing fast. And so he throws it... into space, and it just in time because it blows up. Phew, that blast would have leveled the town if I'd answered too slow to your call, Garth. I can see my identity crisis. What?
What?
Though, maddening as I may find it, Tegroff. I may have to take a back seat for a while. It would fit. We've got to figure out a way home without the time bubble. Just as important.
Which got exploded with a froom, by the way. Which is pretty close to a kethum, don't you
think? It's one syllable versus two, and doesn't start with the right letter, but go for
it. It's got the O-O-O-M that it ends with.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
So half a drink, then.
Finally, the letterers are cooperating. Speaking of the letterer, in this issue...
Brought to us
by Roy Thomas, writer, Jim Janes, penciler, Bruce Patterson, inker, Ben Oda, letterer, Gene D'Angelo, colorist, and Mike W. Barr, editor. There we go. I knew I forgot something.
Mike W. Barr.
And so he says, could it have been some delayed effect of that atomic blast, maybe? No, my dear Lightning Lad, it could not. That voice. I know that voice from somewhere. But where is it coming from now? Come to one far more powerful than a mere nuclear explosion. Huh? Either way, Smallville's fading away. Or we are. I leave it to you to decide which of those two things occurred, Legionnaires. The Time Trapper. But you were hurled back to the universe of the other controllers last time we fought. going back, of course, to the Wedding of Saturn Girl, Light and Lad, and Collector's Edition Volume 7 in 1978. True, but I possessed energy enough of my own to keep on going through their dimension to others more palatable to me. The fact is, since our last 20th century encounter, I have schemed of ways to entrap as many legionnaires as possible in this primitive past. So your forces will be divided, even leaderless, when I attack the 30th century. I could hardly pass up the opportunity to take advantage of your present dilemma, could I? You heard enough of this crud, guys? More than enough, Val. Then let's go, Legion. Indeed. And go indeed. Poof. Right back to where you came from. We're back over Smallville. I never did get used to the way time the Trapper can warp time to suit his own need, own ends. Still, he didn't talk to someone who had anything to do with Ultra Boy's apparent demise, or with causing Superboy to become a hunted saboteur. Wait, that sound. I heard it already, Imra. I know, somehow I think we just blew our cover.
Uh-oh.
That's some Ultra Boy thinking there. Of course, where else would the U.S. military look for Superboy but in Smallville? We must have been visible the whole time we thought we were in an alien dimension. Good thing we were in the sky when they spotted us, or we might have torpedoed Superboy's secret ID to boot. Well, at least it was easy for us to lose those helicopters. Another glorious triumph for everyone's favorite time hopper, says Karate Kid. And he says, look, Val, we've got to look on the bright side. And after all, the Trapper's bound to have fixed things so the other Legionnaires can't get to us either. Oh, Joe, Superboy, isn't there anything you can... He is as helpless as the rest of you, Phantom Girl, says the Trapper. But do not despair, for after all, you can all reach the 30th century again very easily. All you have to do is wait for approximately 1,000 years. In that case, Trapper, let's say it, gang. Long live the Legion. Next issue, the Legion continues, plus Molecular Master.
Well, all they got to do is go into the Phantom Zone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mel's there. They can hang out with him.
True.
Exactly. They'll be in there and they'll be like, hey, Mon-El, how's it going? And he's like, wait, so why are you guys in here with Superboy? Aren't you supposed to be figuring out a cure for the lead poisoning like you promised?
God, Superboy, you're
such
a dick.
Such a dick. Not like Batman's dick, but anyway. Special announcement. Don't miss the first Batman Legion crossover in Brave and the Bold, 179, on sale now. Martin Pasco and early Ernie Colon set the time bomb with a 1,000-year fuse.
And that's why we see Batman on...
exactly.
That's why we see Batman on page 12. He comes into the 30th century just as the Legionnaires leave. And we'll probably cover that as soon as we finish the saga, right?
Exactly. It ties in. Dear Legion lovers, regarding the price you had to pay for this DC comic, I've got good news and bad news. First, the bad news. Yet again, the pressures of inflation have forced us to raise our price from 50 cents to 60 cents. Now the good news. We've added two more story pages to our books, giving every DC comic a total of 27 pages, except for our dollar comic snatch. A quick check of your pocket calculators will confirm pocket calculators were a thing that people used to figure out math. We'll confirm that this is a full 6 pages more than our competitors, making it a better buy per page, even at a higher price. And it won't be long before the guys across the street are forced to raise their price, making us an even better value. And you can just imagine how excited the DC writers and artists are, knowing they have even more pages to weave their own special brand of wonderment. Pick up one of the new DCs. We're pretty sure you'll be excited, too. And so there we go. Next issue, though, let's get this straight. 7 members of the Legion are trapped in the 20th century by one of their deadliest foes. They're still grief-stricken over the loss of Ultra Boy, and their mightiest member, Superboy, thinks he's Ultra Boy. If there's something else that can go wrong, we don't want to hear about it. Be here next issue when Roy Thomas, Paul Levitz, Steve Ditko, and Bruce Patterson get our heroes out of this mess. We hope.
We hope. Yes. Yes, indeed.
And there it Woo-hoo! Is. And there it is, indeed. So there we have it. Still more steps to go in the saga. Saga. And yes, craziness going on. Any,
as always.
Anything to say on this issue, folks?
I think... you want to get to this week in Legion history, unless anybody has anything else.
Yeah, no, let's do that. Yeah.
All righty then. As soon as I have it ready, I need you to vamp for a second while it's loading up on my page.
Certainly.
I'll say that I really liked Bruce Patterson's inks on Jimmy Jane's art.
I think he really fit him well. I still like Chiaramonte with him, but Bruce Patterson was a great fit for Jane's.
Well, there you go.
And it's a shame we didn't get a lot more of his art.
There's your man.
All right. So here we go. This week in Legion history, last week in September, 55 years ago, 1963, was Action Comics 306. And that was... The Legion has a cameo in a Supergirl story. We also have this week Adventure Comics 314, which was that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's when they met the three greatest villains in history. John Dillinger, Nero, and Adolf Hitler.
Oh, that's right. Ultra Dillinger. Yeah, see? Take a drink, folks.
Can only shoot one bullet at a time.
50 years ago, this week in 1968, was Adventure 374. And that is the one where you've got Supergirl and Ultra Boy on the cover. They're under contract to go kill a bunch of people, the Taurus gang. This is where we saw Rogarth and Black Mace and Mistalore and yes. Shadrach and Quanto. And Mission Diabolical. And I have no idea what TV show of the time that could have been referring to. 20 years ago, this week, 1998. Was Legion Science Police number 4 and Martian Manhunter number 1 million, which is significant because do you remember why it's significant?
Sorry, no, I don't. I had missed
Martian Man. This was during the DC 1 million.
Oh, okay.
Martian Manhunter is revealed to be living far into the future.
Yeah, there's a Legion cameo.
Yeah, it reveals that he meets up with the Legion in the 30th century.
That's
1998. 15 years ago, 2003, was issue 24 of the Legion. And I can't find...
Sorry, which issue?
24.
Issue
of
20,
the Legion.
24 would have been, and I will know this in just a moment. So it's Abnett and Lanning with Steve Lytle. After Dark, Spotlight on Umbra.
Ah, okay. That was a good cover.
Yeah, it's a fantastic cover.
All right, so then we skip to 10 years ago, and we are at the Three Boot issue number 46. So Jim Shooter is in the midst of his... story arc, which gets kind of truncated, and this is called Enemy Manifest Part 2, Imperatrix.
What issue was it?
46 of the Three Boot.
Of the Three Boot.
Right.
It's where
right.
The Jim Shooter started going crazy.
Yeah, Shooter, Manipul, and Livesay and McKenna. Yeah. And then... this week in 2978, 960 years from now, the Fatal Five flee Talok 8 for Earth, where they seize two of the three keys to the United Planets Universal Weapons Control Panel. Shadowless joins the Legion for their showdown with the Fatal Five, which all but destroys the Legion clubhouse. And that is going to will have been happened 960 years in the future.
I'm too drunk to process that verb tense.
Going to have will have been happened.
Stop it. I know it's accurate, but stop it.
All you need to do is get Dr. Dan Street Mentioner's book on time travel verb tenses and read your Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes. I've got a towel next to me.
Yeah, always know where your towel is.
Always.
All right. I'm going to share this next week because I just don't have the... with Darren's computer issues right now, I don't think it's going to be easy to send this. So I'll save it. We've got a cool visual stump the subs, but I'll need to send.
Oh, okay.
I'll need to send an edited you know, sans answers version of it to you guys. And I didn't have a chance to do that because I didn't see it until just before we just before press time.
Okay, so next week.
Indeed.
Hopefully my computer problems will be more stable.
Excellent.
Next week.
Hopefully.
So there we have it. So that is part four of the Reflecto Saga. And you know, there are most times that the Legion goes back to the 20th century, I don't really dig on it, but I actually kind of like this one. I like where it goes, and so we'll certainly see more of that. More of that coming, and you know, hopefully Grimbor's gag will fall off soon enough. Since it started as a snowball, does it count as a ball gag, Darren?
Snowballing and ball gags are two entirely different things, Paul.
That's fair. Want to know the difference.
I do not.
It's
do
handy not. To know the difference if someone's offering them to you.
Hey, now.
That is true. I do not see Paul getting into one of those situations.
Yeah,
anytime soon.
I've known Mr. Paul French for years. You'd be surprised.
Oh my!
He's Canadian, you know.
This might be the best time to bring this episode to a close.
Let's wrap it up. Conclusion, not an end. Hello.
Hey now. All right. Comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You're joining the conversation on our Facebook page, which can be found at facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. We are on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. And in addition to all those things, you can head over to our website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, where you can leave a comment on this or any episode. And with that, we make our way back into the time bubble, and it turns out that some of the pink fuzz got in front of the blower motor, and it's going to explode, and it's not good. It's not good. But hopefully we will survive it all and see you all next week.
Tegroff.